It's finally here, earnings season.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Maybe you haven't been pining for earnings season, but to economists, this is a major indicator. Today, we're going to hear from the big aluminum giant Alcoa. Later in the week, some big banks weigh in. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joins us live from our New York bureau. Hi, Elisa.
Good morning.
Starting with the banks, then. They made oodles of money in the first quarter. Are we going to see a repeat now?
Well, what we're talking about here, of course, is how these companies have been doing for the last 3 months. The financial companies, the banks, are the big question mark this time. In the first quarter of this year, as you said, they made lots of money. It was really trading and the capital markets business that brought in all that money. And those parts of the business were probably hurt by what's been happening in the stock market. So the real question now is, how do the bank's other businesses do? It sounds like they've been losing less money on bad loans, but obviously losing less isn't exactly the same as earning more.
And beyond the banks, Elisa, how is the rest of corporate America doing?
It really is going to depend on the company. Overall, analysts are predicting some strong earnings. Of course, part of that is that things have been so bad for so long that the bar is set pretty low. In some ways, the earnings themselves, though, are less significant this time. What analysts and everybody else are really watching is what companies are going to predict for the rest of the year, because we're all looking for some omen about whether the economy is recovering very slowly or whether things are heading south again. Obviously, this is a bit of a circular argument, but the idea is that if companies do better, they'll probably hire more. And as we keep hearing over and over again, in order for the economy to recover, what we need is more jobs.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
The Food and Drug Administration meets tomorrow to decide whether a blockbuster diabetes drug is so dangerous it needs to be pulled from shelves. Marketplace's Gregory Warner looks at what's at stake for the drug's maker and for the FDA.
The FDA slapped a warning label on the drug called Avandia in 2007 when scientists said it was linked to heart attacks and strokes. GlaxoSmithKline, the maker of the drug, responded with counter-studies saying it was safe, but sales of the drug plummeted. Glaxo was accused of knowing about safety risks and concealing them from the FDA.
This is like Vioxx Redux.
Bob Goldberg is with the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. He says that just like with Merck's controversial painkiller, the FDA is trying to keep the discussion about science, but it keeps becoming about politics. At tomorrow's hearing, FDA researchers will testify that senior officials underplayed their concerns about the drug's safety.
If they decide to keep it on the market, they'll be slammed as tools of the industry. If they pull it off the market, the commissioner and the agency's senior leadership will give veto power to all drugs on the market, to two or three unelected individuals.
And that has the pharmaceutical industry watching very carefully. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And now we do the numbers. China released some good-looking trade figures today that helped most Asian markets rise. European shares, though, are mixed. And after a terrific week, the Dow Industrials ended Friday at 10,198.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0. By the New Harvard Business Review, the July-August issue is on newsstands now, featuring an in-depth interview with Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
This recession has been unusually hard on professionals. The unemployment rate for college graduates has more than doubled since 2007. And with unemployment benefits running out, people are taking positions way below their education and experience level. As part of our series, Help Not Wanted, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman introduces us to one highly qualified candidate struggling with her search.
Radio Iowa. I'm Stella Schaffer. A long battle between Ottumwa's mayor and city council.
Stella Schaffer used to have more or less my job. Over a 30-year career, she worked her way up from DJ to radio news anchor.
Aberdeen, Sioux Falls, Omaha, Des Moines.
Then, in her mid-50s, she remarried and moved to Oregon. It was 2007. The economy was tanking. She applied for media, PR, receptionist, waitress. After 2 years, she finally landed something. And once again, you can hear her smooth radio voice.
Ooh, there's a call.
Good morning, Oregon Health Plan Client Services. How can I help you today?
If you happen to need help with your Medicaid benefits.
What's your client ID number?
In the state of Oregon.
They filled this prescription before at this pharmacy. Basically, it's call center work. Very low pay grade. I got hired, was one of only two people out of maybe 13 who interviewed. People congratulated me like I'd won the lottery.
You can see why. Finding a job is taking longer than ever in this economy, meaning people like Schaffer, with impressive resumes and advanced degrees, are settling for entry-level jobs rather than no job at all.
It seems like all my life I was underqualified, right up until the moment when I was overqualified. I've had people say, oh, you wouldn't want to work for what we're paying, or you're beyond this job.
Chris Kersine hired Schaffer at the call center. She's getting plenty of similar applicants for state jobs.
They have a lot of degrees, PhDs, and masters and bachelors. Of course, families, to support their families, they'll take what they can get.
But will they stay once the economy gets better and new opportunities open up for highly qualified workers?
You know, at the time that I took this job, I figured it was really temporary. And I'm surprised by how much I like the job. On the phone, I like to talk to people, tell them things, educate them, give them answers.
Whether she can keep the job is another question. Oregon is laying off state workers to fill a huge budget gap. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That series is called Help Not Wanted, and the stories are at our website, marketplace.org. And finally, movie theaters have a problem. Why should you schlep to a theater where you have to turn off your cell phone when you can watch on your big screen TV and make all the noise you want? Well, here's an answer. Paramount Pictures is now showing the 1978 musical Grease in theaters with the song lyrics on the screen like subtitles. So, please, out of consideration for the people around you, sing your head off. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.